On the morning of Friday, the 25th of July, 1952, Jack Drummond was packing up the family car. A new, dark green Hillman estate, parked up outside his Nottingham home. As he heaved the suitcases into the boot, his taste buds were already tingling at the thought of the cheese and wine he would soon be feasting upon. This was a trip for indulging his culinary passions. Elizabeth, his 10-year-old daughter, was bouncing with excitement at the prospect of the exotic adventure that lay ahead. Jack was a well-travelled man, but even so, there was something special about a family holiday. Until recently, a driving holiday to France would have been entirely unthinkable for most people. It was just 7 years since the war had ended, and only 8 since France was liberated from Nazi occupation. The scars were still fresh, the rebuilding a work in progress. The spectre of fascism may have been vanquished from Europe, but new battle lines had been drawn up. The inferno of the Second World War now replaced by the frost of the Cold War. But for those who could afford it, a bit of continental travel was now a possibility. This was the dawn of the package holiday age. Horizon had been the first company down this route a couple of years previously in 1950, an all-in-one trip to Corsica, including flights.